the songs, the costumes, and the Mongolian faces give an Asian feel to this old Russian city on the Tea Trail. For three centuries, Ulan-Ude was an accident of empire. Buryat nomads, the northernmost Mongolian people, lived inside Russia's borders. Now, Asia is booming, and the Kremlin is looking east. Prime Minister Putin flew five time zones east of Moscow to tell Buryatia leaders gathered in a theater here that they will play a strategic role in building Russia's ties with Asia.
Without a doubt, the entry of Buryatia into Russia had very serious geopolitical significance. It helped to strengthen the eastern borders of our country and Russia's presence in Asia.
They gathered to mark 350 years of Buryatia joining Russia. Behind the singing and dancing was geopolitics. Russia's finance minister, Alexei Kudrin, came to say the Kremlin is spending $500 million to upgrade roads, airports, and hotels to give Asian tourists international standard access to Lake Baikal. As visiting Chinese reporters took note, Kudrin said that Ulan-Ude will host next year's meeting of finance ministers of Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, 21 Pacific Rim nations. With the ministers, he said, will come hundreds of Asian journalists and hopefully Asian tourism and investment. He hailed Ulan-Ude as the center of Buddhism in Russia.
In order to have a development vector from Asia into Russia, we need to show that we have a rich tradition connecting us with other regions represented in APEC, and most importantly, with Southeast Asia.
Другими регионами АТЭС, прежде всего Юго-Восточной Азии.
Not only is Buryatia on the same time zone as Japan and Korea, but the Republic is in the same spiritual zone, one of religious tolerance. This is often absent in European Russia, where nationalist gangs have attacked Asian men in recent years. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union 20 years ago, about 10,000 Chinese have moved here to live and work. Interethnic harmony was the theme of the celebrations marking Buryatia's entry into the Russian Federation in 1661. Just as St. Petersburg was Russia's window on Europe in the 18th century, the Kremlin wants this city, with its Buddhist faith and Asian faces, to become Asia's door into Russia for the 21st century. James Brook, VOA News, Ulan-Ude, Russia.